back here in Wisconsin. A look at a 10-mile bike ride happening tomorrow at Old World Wisconsin. This isn't your typical bike ride. It's a ride with the Wheelmen, a group of antique high-wheel bicycle enthusiasts.
And we've got two guests with us to talk about the topic. Jennifer Van Haften is with us, the Associate Director of Programs and Historical Resources at Old World Wisconsin. And Kerry Williams is with us, too. He is the organizer of the Wheelmen Convention. Jennifer and Kerry, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much.
Yep, thank you for having us.
Well, let's start with you, Jennifer. Let's start talking about the event tomorrow, the ride itself. What are we talking about?
The ride is featuring a large contingent of the Wheelmen themselves, and they're a national organization who are antique bicycle enthusiasts. And there's probably somewhere a little over 100 of them will be riding in and around the exterior of Old World, Wisconsin. We don't quite have 10 miles of road in our interior, so we've got a route that's kind of mapped around the highways that are around our location. We have all of our registrants in for the ride, so if somebody wants to check it out, they can come check it out as a spectator. And I think it's going to be awesome having, over 100 high wheel and safety and other antique bicycles taking this ride around Old World, Wisconsin.
Yeah, now, Kerry, let's bring you into the conversation. First of all, tell us a little bit about the Wheelmen, because as I understand it, you are a national group of enthusiasts who really deeply care about bicycles built before 1918.
That's correct. We've been around since 1967, and it's a group that not only collect, restore, and research antique bikes, but actually ride them. It's one of those unique hobbies that you can ride and enjoy just as they were made 120, 130 years ago. And as I speak, we're in Waukesha here, and there's about 100 of us riding a 10-mile ride here in Waukesha.
So tell me what we are likely to see at this ride tomorrow in terms of bicycles, and maybe talk about the riders a little bit, too.
Well, we have a number of riders of unique character. Joff Summerfield, who's ridden around the world on a penny farthing, and he's on his second trip around the world. He's joined us, and he'll be giving a lecture tomorrow night in Waukesha at Carroll University. It's free to the public at 7:30 at the auditorium. We have a gentleman that rode up from Texas to the meet, a couple from Ohio, Louisville. So yesterday we did a 100-mile ride here from Waukesha. So it's a very active group. We have multi-generational. So we have 5-year-olds riding antique bikes, and we have 80 and 90-year-olds riding high bikes. It crosses all the generation, and riding a high bike just puts a smile on everyone's face that sees us. So it's a fun thing to give back to everyone, and everyone seems to enjoy just waving and smiling as we pass.
So, Kerry, tell me a little bit about riding the high bike and how it's different from riding a traditional bicycle as we think of it today. But, 120 years ago, these were the bikes, they were the trendiest thing you could get, right?
Well, they were the trendiest thing. They were the only thing. They had not perfected a chain. So you bought a wheel according to the length of your leg. The longer your leg, the higher the wheel. Men being men, you wanted to buy the biggest bike you could possibly be on. And of course, bigger the wheel, the faster you go. So the beauty of the high bike is that it puts you in a whole different perspective. We rarely get our eyes above 6 feet to see the world. Here, you're another 2.5 feet up in the air, and it puts the whole world in a different perspective. It's truly the closest place you can get to heaven and still be touching the ground.
But there are some tricks to riding it, and one of the tricks I know is starting out, and another trick is stopping.
Well, yes, gravity sleeps for no man. So you push off. There's a little step above the rear wheel. You just push off with your right foot, with your foot on the peg, step up and pedal off. And you basically reverse the process to get down. But you do have to be very cautious. Anything like a curb or a stone could cause a header. If you ever stop the wheel, the momentum of you will continue the frame and yourself forward, and the next thing that touches the pavement will be your forehead.
Jennifer, I want to bring you back into the discussion and talk a little bit more about the event tomorrow. You've got this bike ride going on, and tell us why this is an attractive thing for Old World, Wisconsin. What was it about having these bikes all here in this one place that really you heard that and you thought, you know what, we should do that here?
Well, actually, it really dovetails with our newest experience that we opened up at Old World, Wisconsin earlier in June, and it's called Catch Wheel Fever. And much of the research that went into this experience comes from a book by a couple of Wisconsin men, Nicholas Hoffman and Jesse Gant. And that book itself is called Wheel Fever, How Wisconsin Became a Great Bicycling State. And we used a lot of the information out of that to show what cycling was like in Wisconsin in this experience in the late 1880s and early 1890s. So our experience includes things like we have high wheels, but they're on a stand, so you don't have to have the expertise that the wheelmans definitely have. And so you can try getting up on those high wheels and see what it feels like to be that high up off of the ground without worrying about balance or anything. We have cycling maps from the 1890s. We have photographs of cycling clubs that were in Wisconsin in the 1890s. We've got a reproduced copy of a bicycle shop workbench, and we have a lot of the items on that workbench that you can see in this photograph, which we also have on display in the experience area. Folks can dress up. We have clothing to put, try the clothes on, get some photographs in front of the bicycles, and then we have high wheel tricycles that the guests can hop aboard and ride around a small little track that we have in front of that experience. So opening that up, and then we heard about the wheelmen having their national meet right over, you know, just up the road at Waukesha, mm-hmm. and we thought, you know, we should get ourselves together and do an event on Old World's property with these folks, and they were gracious enough to organize themselves to come out and visit us on Saturday.
And it looks like you're going to have good weather.
We are looking forward to that, and I'm sure they are too.
And Carrie, tell us a little bit about this 10-mile ride. You know, a lot of us have ridden a bicycle for 10 miles. In terms of, you know, sort of the physical nature of it, how do you feel after 10 miles on one of these penny farthings, one of these antique bikes?
Oh, it's a very relaxing feel. Again, you're up in the air and you're waving a smile at everyone you pass. So whether you're doing a 10-mile ride, a 100-mile ride, you feel great because the whole world's waving and smiling at you. It makes you feel great. The 10 miles of tomorrow on the ride is through the beautiful paths inside Old World, Wisconsin. And then we'll be going around the periphery, which will be going on some lightly used Wisconsin roads. So I think it's going to be a fun ride, and we'll hope people come out and visit us and see the event. If anyone wants to come out and see us tonight, we'll be downtown Waukesha at Five Points giving a presentation. And we'll be doing a night ride at 9:15 along the river. So hopefully you can come see us there in the Waukesha area.
And Carrie, one last question before I let you go. If somebody's thinking about starting to ride one of these antique bicycles, how do you encourage them to do that? I mean, it sounds kind of daunting to me.
No, it's a very fun and inviting hobby. It's a great community. Go to wheelman.org. And there's a form there. Say, hi, I'm a newbie. I'd really like to get more information. Basically, come out to one of our events. We're very friendly. I just taught three young boys today how to ride a high bike. In fact, two of them are out riding today, 10 miles for the first time. They've only had 45 minutes on the saddle. So it's a fun hobby. Bikes are certainly out there. There's a lot of old bikes available, and there's currently reproductions available. But it's not intimidating. It's a fun way. It's a fun way to get exercise. And it's much cheaper than therapy. Put a smile on your face every day you're on the saddle.
All right, terrific. And Jennifer, if people would like more information about the event tomorrow at Old World Wisconsin, what, they just check your website?
Yep, go to oldworldwisconsin.org. We are open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The ride itself occurs at 10:45, and many of the wheelmen will also stay on in the afternoon to do demonstrations in our Crossroads Village. So make a day of it and join us.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Jennifer and Carrie, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
That was Jennifer Van Haften, Associate Director of Programs and Historical Resources at Old World Wisconsin, and Carrie Williams, organizer of the Wheelmen Convention.